As we have been talking about parents and children, we have been often thinking of a situation that's normal and typical, and we've mentioned this throughout, that there are, in our picturesque situation, the parents are very worthy of our kavod, of our honor, and the children are very ready and willing to give it. Obviously, we are talking about human beings, and there are hundreds of thousands of cases of people that don't perfectly fit into that box. Whether it's that one of the parents does not seem so worthy of our respect, it's both parents, it's the parent-child dynamic just doesn't seem to lend itself well to the type of respect that we have been discussing. There are so many situations that would seem to be non-ideal. And one of those situations that's brought up in the Gemara and Kiddushin is what happens if the parents are not Torah observant. Let's look in the Gemara Masechet Kiddushin in source number 12. Ditanya, Harisha haya aviv over al divrei Torah. Let's say there was a father who violated one of the commandments of the Torah. Al yomar, so what is the role of the son in that situation? You shouldn't say, Abba, avarta al divrei Torah. Abba, you violated one of the mitzvot. How could you have done that? This is terrible, going on and on. You should not do that to your parent. Ella umerlo, rather you should say to him, Abba, kach katuv batorah. Is this exactly how it's written in the Torah? Kach katuv batorah. This is how it's written in the Torah. Ta'avari kamitzah erlei. If you say, like it said in the second option, this is how it's written in the Torah, implying that you are doing it wrong. Ella omer, abba, mikra katuv batorah kach. It seems to be written differently in the Torah. So what is this Gemara telling us? It's giving us a situation that a parent is not following the words of the Torah, whether it is something interpersonal, whether it is ben adam l'makom, it's irrelevant when it comes to right now. It's not like he is acting against the child. Rather, he is doing something that is against the words of Torah. And the Gemara asks there, what is a child's role? Why is it asking what is a child's role? Because while we have the mitzvah of kibud avim, of respecting our parents, we also have the mitzvah of hochayach tochayach es amisacha. That if you are in Vayikra Parak Yotet, this is Parsha Kedoshim, we are going through many, many different rules as to how we can be holy people. And one of the rules that is written there is hochayach tochayach es amitacha, that you should rebuke your brother. V'lo ta'amod al dam re'acha, you may not stand by watching your brother literally or figuratively drown. Therefore, if you see someone doing something that is incorrect according to the words of Torah, you are meant to rebuke them. And there are many technical halachot of this mitzvah. When should you rebuke? How should you rebuke? Who should you rebuke? So this is one of the relevant questions. Is it going against kibud avim to give tochacha, to give rebuke? Or are you obligated out of your respect for your parents to make sure that they are doing things in the correct way? So that is what the Torah is addressing. And the Torah says you shouldn't yell at your parents and say you're violating the words of Torah. And you shouldn't even say, Abba, it says differently in the Torah. Rather, what should you say to your father? Abba, is it written like that in the Torah? Or it seems like the Torah may have written it differently. Therefore, you should leave open this room for him to come to his own conclusion. You should say it in a soft, gentle way. But the Gemara does seem to state that you are obligated to give rebuke to your father if you are able to do it in a respectful way. So we're not choosing one mitzvah over the other. Rather, we are finding a way to seemingly combine the two mitzvot. Rashi comments here in source number 13, Kach katuv batorah, ta'avari kamitzah erlei v'hari hu ke'omerlo. Avarta al divrei Torah. When is it that you would cause pain? As it says, Savari kamitza erlei, that this would cause pain to a parent. If you were to give him rebuke rudely, if you were to give it in a way that was not befitting of a parent. Mikra katuv b'torah kach, ve'omer lo ha-mikra kemoshe hu katuv, v'hu atzmo yavin sheta'a. You should say it in a way that you will imply to your parent that there was something that was mistaken here, and he will understand, based on his own knowledge and understanding, that he did something wrong. It's not that you're saying straight out that you have done something wrong. Rather, you are opening up the opportunity for him to understand that potentially he was mistaken. However, what if you know, as we said, these are complex human relationships. How about if you know that your parent is not going to listen? What do you do in that situation? The Yalkut Yosef in source number 14 addresses this sort of case. If you know that your parent is not accidentally violating a prohibition, rather he is doing it b'mezid on purpose, af sheyodea shehadin aser, even though he knows that this is aser, he knows that it's not allowed, yesh omrim, then one would conclude in that situation that the child does not have to give his parent rebuke. However, if there is a chance that if you are to present it to your father in a respectful way, your father will then accept the rebuke, yet you should make it known to your father, So he says, if there is a chance that your parent should listen, whether it was your parent or whether it was not your parent, you would be obligated to give tochacha in that situation. But he says that even though it's your father, you should put on your kirov hat, that you should be giving that tocha in a way that is going to show them the beauty that there is in Shmiras HaMitzvot V'HaTorah. So for example, if you see that your parent is doing something wrong in Hilchos Shabbos, rather than coming in with your pitchfork and saying, let's take down the sinners and fighting against him and making it such a scene that it is, definitely lacks all sort of respect. And probably also makes him say like, oh gosh, my flip out child is so from, yet they don't know how to respect another person. Rather, what should you do? You should present it in a polite way if you think that your parent is going to listen. If you think your parent is not going to listen at all, there is no chance that they are going to listen, you should not give the tochacha. However, if you are able to give the tochacha and you think that it might be heard, it's very important to do it in a way that's going to show the beauty of Torah. So for example, in that situation, if you see that your parent is violating something from Divrei Torah, like violating, in our example, Hilchos Shabbos, if you were to approach the parent and say, Ima, you always told me the beauty of Shabbos, and I've actually been learning more about it, and I've been really inspired about like trying to strengthen my Shmir Shabbos. And I learned this week that I think there's the possibility that the way that you are preparing X, Y, and Z might be different than the way I learned. Do you want to take a look? Do we see how in both of those situations you are giving the rebuke? But in the second situation, there is no doubt that there is kibud avaim present as well. That even though technically you are contradicting their words, you are doing so in a way that helps them to still be the one who's in charge, and also hopefully helps them to see the beauty of Torah and mitzvot if that is not already where they are living. So he gives the example of he sees his father is always watching terrible TV shows. So you're able to explain to him peacefully, you can explain to him nicely how watching such things can really cause such damage to the Nefesh Yehudi. The Aviv Shomea Oto Bechibud Rosh. And therefore, the father listens to him b'kovet rosh with a weighty head. Ve'in hachina mi hanachon hu she'yair la'aviv b'tzura mechubedet lahatzilo menachi. It is undisputed that if there is a way to do so respectfully, and then you think that your parent will listen, you have an obligation to try to distance them from this sin. Aval im aviv lo yikabel mimenu. However, if his father will definitely not accept his rebuke, yimanea milehochicho. You should refrain yourself. You should restrain yourself from giving that tochacha. So the basic call is that if your parent is doing something that is against the Torah, you are able to give tochacha. That in and of itself is not a violation of kibud avaim. However, the way you do it can potentially violate kibud avaim or maintain a very high level of kibud avaim. So to be cognizant of that. So now that we have seen that one may not always be required. In our previous year, we saw that we are not always obligated to follow our parents if they tell us, for example, to go against Divrei Torah. So the first Gemara that we were talking about if a parent is violating Torah. But now we're talking about if a parent wishes for their child to violate something in the Torah, we know that the child does not have to listen. However, what is the exact halacha of kibud avaim with regard to a parent who consistently does not follow the rules of the Torah? So sort of the backstory to what we discussed last week is if a parent is, for example, telling a child to violate Torah, there's a high likelihood that the parent in that situation consistently violates Torah, or else they would not be asking their child to do something that they would never even consider doing themselves. So what is the halacha regarding parents who consistently violate Torah? Are you still obligated in kibud av va'im towards them? And the Shulchan Aruch sort of gives us an ambiguous answer on this question. In source number 15, mamzer chayav b'kibud aviv v'mora'o. A mamzer who is a child of an illegitimate relationship, that this was a child that was produced from a relationship that the punishment is karit. So for example, ishes ish, a married woman with another man, that child becomes a mamzer. And there is a very strict set of halachot regarding who a mamzer can marry, what a mamzer can do. They are put totally into their own category. And that's why we take issues of marriage and divorce very, very seriously, because we would never want to arrive at a situation of mamzerus. So it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, mamzer chayav b'kibud av v'moro, that a mamzer, specifically it's using that example, is obligated to show kibud av va'im and is obligated in kibud av va'im and mora av va'im. Afilu haya aviv rasha v'ba'al aviros. If we're saying that this child is a mamzer, then their parents both did something that was chayav kares. So even though it says, even if his father is a rasha v'ba'al aviros, he is a completely wicked person, he should still have kavod for him and he should still fear from him. However, the Rama comments in his commentary, the Haggah, where we see here, the Rama comes along and says, though, you are not obligated to respect a parent who is a complete rasha, only if he did tshuva. So the Sifti Kohen explains here, which is the Shach, explains here in source number 16, V'yeshomrim, mihu afo pisha inu mechuyav l'chabdo asur l'tzaro. So he is following after the Shulchan Aruch here and says, even though we are obligated according to the Shulchan Aruch, but not obligated according to the Rama, that the Rama is saying we are not obligated in kibud and mora avim. The Shach is adding here that even if you're not obligated in kibud avim, as the Rama would tell us, you are still obligated to not cause them pain. But he says, as we discussed previously, even though you are not obligated in technical kibud av va'im, you are still not allowed to embarrass your parent, that you are not allowed to openly go against them, which would cause them pain. The Alkut Yosef then discusses a number of situations where the parent is causing difficulty through the children, through their conduct and rules, that the mitzvah of kibud av va'im still applies. So we're saying, let's say there is a situation where the parents are very, very difficult. And the Alkut Yosef is going to go through a few of these situations. The parent is very, very difficult. What is a child still obligated in? And up until what point are they still obligated in it? So Aleph, which we see here in source number 17, mitzvah kibud av va'im hu gam kishahahurim him kaptanim. The mitzvah of kibud av va'im still applies even when the parents are kaptanim, when they are very strict and stern, umetrichim mitzarim et yiladeihim b'chol minei ta'anot v'tivio. And they are driving their children crazy with so many different pressures and questions and requests and different things that they need. This can often happen in the times of their elderliness. Even if they were to curse their children, or if they are very, very difficult when it comes to their midos or their deos, their understanding, and they're doing genuinely strange things, and they're not acting in a normal way of derech eretz, even if everyone in the world who were to look at the situation and say, between these two parties, the child is most definitely the one who is acting normally, is most definitely the one who is acting in accordance to what the rest of us would understand to be normal. They are still obligated in kibud av va'im and mora av va'im. Va'asur lahem levazot v'lenahog b'hem b'zilzal. They are still not allowed to embarrass their parents, and they still must act towards them with grace and kavod and fear. U'michol makom, im ha'hitnagud ha'orim him bilti nisbelet. However, if the attitude of the parent is really unmanageable, is intolerable, the child is able to stop visiting their parents. They're able to not put themselves in their presence. Even though if they visit them less often, then they are definitely lacking in what they are able to carry out in terms of kibud avim, they should still refrain from visiting as often, as it is not good for them to be in their parents' presence. Bet, avi b'no, shehim b'ktatut u'b'kas. If when a parent and a child are together, they are constantly going at each other, there is anger and there is yelling, v'kivan shehim mikutatim, mutav shelo yiyu yachdav. If they're going to be fighting the entire time that they are together, mutav shelo yiyu yachdav, it's better that they shouldn't be together. Rather, everyone should live in their separate place. They should not live close to each other. And I think that this is important to note, because as we first discussed very, very early on in our exploration of kibud avim, there is this idea that you should be there to provide for your parent. However, there's also this somewhat what seems almost impractical obligation to respect a parent who is treating you badly or who you just clash with. And the idea is here that the Alki Yosef is saying, yes, you have an obligation to respect your parents, but if you are going to be in their presence, and it is going to prove almost impossible to continue to respect them when you are in that situation, then you should definitely keep your distance from them, that you should live in a place where you do not come to be in the same place very often. And finally, Gimel, Gam Kishahorim Rishaim, Umechale Shabbos Bafar Hasya. Even if your parents are Rishaim, they are totally wicked people, and they are Mechalei Shabbos Bafar Hesia, they publicly disgrace Shabbos. Tzrichim Abanim Limhug Bahem Kibud Kechol Avim. A child is still obligated to respect them like all other mothers and fathers. And if they do so, the name of Hashem will be Mekadesh through their hands, that the name of Hashem will be glorified through them. And there are many people that say that the reason for all of this is that your father should have these stirrings of tshuva in his heart because of the actions that he sees from you. Even if your father is a complete heretic, and he is consistent in his rishas, he is a totally evil person, he is just a terrible, terrible person. If he was a total, total Rasha, you would not be obligated to respect him. However, so some poskim say that if your father is a total and complete Rasha, he is a mechalel Shabbos b'far hesia, he is doing terrible things, then you are not obligated to respect them. However, the Alkad Yosef concludes and says, however, there are those that do say, Shabbachol open tzarich adam l'chabedet aviv v'imo, that no matter what, a person is obligated to respect his father and mother. Even if they are continuing in their rishas, they are continuing in their evil ways. And this is the essence of the halacha. So what is it really talking about in this third situation? It's talking about really the classic Baal Tshuva situation. That there is a generation that is not firm in the family, and there is a generation that have returned to the ways of Hashem. And it is common for there to be clashes in those situations. However, here, as the Alki Yosef is saying in the end, there is such an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem here that one is most definitely obligated to continue to respect their parents in the typical way. Perhaps the name of Hashem will be glorified in their eyes through this. And even if you say they are Rishaim, they are really acting totally, totally inappropriately. Many Mefarshim say that you would still have to show them a basic level of Kibud Avim. Finally, in the last source on the next page, and this is a shorter source, some of these sections here at the end of Hilchos Kibud Avim are a little bit shorter. Rabbi Melamed in Pnine Halacha clarifies in source number 18. Le'itim ba'alei tshuva to'im v'choshvim she'inam tzrichim l'chabed et horeihem ho'il v'him chilunim. There are many times when there are Baalei Tshuva who think that they are no longer obligated to honor their parents because their parents are not following in the ways of Hashem, and therefore they are not obligated to show them respect. Aval lahalacha bizmaninu kol adam shenoheg b'minhagei derech eretz v'masar limrot she'inu shomer Torah mitzvot inu nachshav rasha. So Rav Melamed is saying that really we are talking about Rishaim Legamre in the past few sources that they are totally wicked people. And he says in today's day and age, the parents of Bali Tshuva are usually not wicked people. They follow basic Derech Eretz. They are ethical, logical, moral people. However, they just don't follow in the ways of Hashem specifically. And therefore, he says that Tam Lekach Shabizman Hazeh Rov HaAnashim She'inam Shomer Torah Mitzvah Inam Osim Zot Mitoch Ratzon Ra LaHachis Ela Mipnei HaMatzav HaKlali Shel Hador. He says this is because many in this situation are just uninformed. They don't know. They do not have the skills in the background to understand Torah and Mitzvah. They're not doing it purposely to go against Hashem. Rather, this is just the situation in our generation. Ramalamed ends off and he says that a Baal Tshuva is still most definitely obligated to show Kivud Avaim to his parents. They are not Rishaim. They are just trying their best. They are at the place in life where they are at. And right now, even though you have gone on to a different way of life that is perhaps more observant, you do not have a right to disrespect them. They are still your parents. They would most definitely not be considered to be Rishaim, even though they don't keep all of the halacha. Therefore, you are definitely still obligated to respect them. Okay, so our conclusion from this unit is that it was a little more clear cut when we said if a parent tells you that you must violate a prohibition, it is very clear that you are not able to listen to them. However, in our situation, we are looking at what about if the parent is the one who is not following the obligation? That the thought process behind this is that naturally that may diminish your level of kavod for them. But what we learned throughout the unit is, A, it's about if their potential is open to open their eyes to what they should be doing, then we, even though it may seem disrespectful to guide a parent in that way, we are obligated to do that because of Hocheach Tocheach Etz Amisacha, that you must give rebuke to a fellow Jew who is acting improperly, but that it should be done in a proper way. It should be done in an overall respectful way, even though it is seemingly going against natural Kibud Avaim, we have a certain level of respect that we maintain even in a situation where we may be going against Kibud Avaim in another. So you may be contradicting their words, but there is no reason that you should be speaking to them in a not nice fashion. And finally, we concluded with, what if a parent is just totally not observant of Torah mitzvot? It's not like it's one isolated issue, but they are totally not at all observant of Torah mitzvot, for example, like a Baal Tshuva. And we say that in that situation, the parents are not Rishaim. They're not trying to do the wrong thing. And in that situation, we would continue to show them the same level of respect that we would for any other parent. Okay. Next week, we are going to be doing parents serving their children. That up until now, we have been talking only one direction about children serving their parents. Next week, we are going to be talking about parents serving their children. Okay, thank you so much, everyone.